its current state on WKAR. Welcome back. For this week's Neighbors in Action segment, we feature the Teen After School Center at East Lansing's All Saints Episcopal Church just up the road. The program offers meals, mentorship, and other programs 2 days a week for about 50 students. And here with us now to tell us more is Father Andrew Shirota and parishioner Steve Finley. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Steve Finley, tell me, I'm led to believe this is, could this be the first after-school program for youth in East Lansing? Can that be true?
Well, not really, but it's the first probably housed in a church. It started because All Saints was looking for a program they could call their own. They're already intimately involved with other local charities like Advent House or Haven House, but wanted to do something here. So they interviewed local community leaders like fire and police and education. And from those interviews came the need for teens in the after school part of their day. And so that's how it started. East Lansing used to do it at the Hanna Community Center, but budget cuts stopped that. And then they were doing it in the library, and it overwhelmed the library. So the library was glad to hear someone else wanted to help.
Father Andrew, tell us then about the young people and the families that you serve then. How is it they have no place to go after school?
Well, many students that come to our Teen After School Center come from the west side of the Lansing neighborhood. So we presume that many of them are school of choice kids.
Okay.
So after school, without going to a specific place or without being part of the sports program, they need a place to just hang out waiting for their parents.
So, I understand you've got some very interesting stories to share with us here. You had one super senior. You served some super seniors. What are super seniors? What are they?
Super seniors are either the teenagers that are already graduated from high school, or for some reason that they are no longer attending, and they clearly didn't have any place to go. And then one of the things that our program decided to do was to invite them to become part of our volunteers, which meant that they have to go through the same screening and then training just like the rest of us, so that they would be mentored by the adult volunteers and then learning to be more responsible and so forth.
And I understand you had one super senior who experienced a death in the family and had some struggles dealing with that, and you were able to offer some assistance there?
Yes. Basically, he had never attended any funerals before, and then did not know how to participate in a funeral. So basically, he came and then asked me how to go about it, and then how to dress and how to carry himself and so forth.
That can be stressful.
The first
funeral. I didn't attend mine until I was a teenager, and I was probably more stressed out than I ever would have been if had I been younger. I think it's almost more constructive and less nerve-wracking if you do it as a younger kid than you do as a teenager. But it's interesting the service that you end up offering through this through this whole thing. And Steve Finley, how did you get involved exactly?
Well, I was between jobs, so I was volunteering at TASC, and I took care of all the meals that they did for a year. And so I really enjoyed meeting the students. Some of them wanted to learn how to cook, so we did some of that. It's really quite a wonderful program.
Was it tough getting the students to trust you at first? I mean, was there a period? I'm getting some laughter. I trust that it was.
Very much so. I think Andrew could probably talk more about that.
Yeah. Why?
Well, you know, the fact that we're offering it at the church, we only had about 20 students at first, and they were very skeptical. In fact, the library staff had to walk with the kids to come to our facility, and then making sure that everything is fine and then safe. And then we are not here to, you know, let them know that we are not here to evangelize or...
That was the main thing? They were concerned that mm-hmm. you were going to
correct.
Evangelize.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
How has the program changed since, first of all, how long has the program been around?
About a year and a half. Okay. Started in September 2011.
And it's really taken off from what I understand. Mm-hmm. How has it changed in a year and a half?
I think that we definitely have gained some trust among the youth and in youth and the volunteers. And our mission is to provide a safe and a hate-free and youth-driven zone in the heart of East Lansing. And I think that the youth definitely trust that, you know, understand the purpose of a program, and more conversations, and they, not only that, but the kids are now involved trying to cook or trying to offer some programs or send us requests. Their sense of ownership in this program is definitely increasing, and that's the change that I observe.
You rely on volunteers. What particular skills do your volunteers really need to have?
I think they have to have a good listening ear and and a willingness, at least, to engage with youth. I mean, sometimes they'll say things or maybe they shouldn't, but you just have to listen to them. And I think that most volunteers have been felt that they got the better end of the deal just by being there.
What's the school system had to say, if anything, about your program?
Yes, we now have a community advisory councils, and many school leaders and the police officers, they participated and meet every quarter. They really appreciate it. Police officer Steve Voiling said that he appreciates how much that we do to keep those kids from the getting into troubles. And
So these are a lot of kids with single parent homes or homes where the parents are still at work when the kids get out of school. Is that the heart of this, or is it there more to it than that?
We haven't really studied about their home and family structures, but the many of them do wait for their parents come in to give them a ride. So
I think mostly it's that they're not in clubs or sports,
right.
And so they might have a single parent or two that work, so that they aren't just going home after school. They don't have that place. And I think the Teen After School Center offers a variety. You know, there's games, there's computers, there are people to talk to and help mentor, do homework with them. They do music. Some of them bring guitars, can play. They can cook. There's a variety of things they can do in, as Andrew says, a safe environment.
What about the summertime? What happens then?
Currently, we're not doing anything during the summer, basically because we don't have any kids around. They're somewhere else.
They're managing to occupy themselves somehow.
Yeah. But we have had a conversation about doing something for the kids during the summer as well.
Okay. The enrollment or participation, I guess, has really taken off. You started out with about 20 students. You were very skeptical at first. And
yeah.
You serve how many now?
Average students are about 45 to 50, but we have about 110 registered students.
Okay.
And age-wise, racially, they're all diverse. Very diverse.
How do you pay for it? How much budget do you have to come up with here to keep this thing going?
Pretty much. Do you want to say something?
No, I just want to say it's been a challenge. I would say All Saints parishioners paid for most of the first year, and they're looking for ways to help increase this program, either in the community or through grants. So they are actively pursuing grants.
What could you use most of right now? I mean, could you use more human resources? Could you use more financial resources?
All.
All of the above. I could
All
hear that
above.
One coming.
Yes.
How much more money would you like? How much more money would you need to make this?
Well, we're trying to raise...
Are you to the point where you've got an accountant yet who
yes.
can actually sort these things
we
out?
We definitely need $15,000 more that I know that.
Okay.
$15,000
would accomplish what? Would better accommodate the number of students you serve now, or
now
or
in the future,
that's the number you project in the future as well?
Project to cover a year of 2014, I think.
Okay. How well do older people, if older people responded by wanting to become a volunteer, how does that play out? Do you feel like these people just relate better to younger counseling?
I agree. And we were concerned to have the volunteers that are too elderly, too old. However, what we observed is that they're the ones that are not afraid of speaking up and then set the boundary if necessary. And they're the ones who are so experienced to listen to kids' story and asking how their days are like. And they're relaxed and reliable, and we need them. And the kids also gave the senior citizens also hope that they also have something to offer as well.
That's nice. Father Andrew Shirota and Steve Finley are with East Lansing's All Saints Episcopal Church. Thank you for telling us about your Teen After School Center.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
If you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, just send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do. You can even nominate yourself, if you like. The Teen After School Center at All Saints Episcopal Church was nominated by listener Sarah Midzelkowski.